Let's talk about the new moon in Scorpio. The new moon in Scorpio took place November 14th or 15th, depending on where you live. Whenever we have a new moon, it represents the sun and the moon coming together. And in this case, they came together at 23 degrees Scorpio. The first thing that stands out about this new moon is that it creates a beautiful sextile to all of that Capricorn energy that has been transformative all year long. At the time of the new moon, Saturn is at 27 degrees, Jupiter is at 23 degrees, and Pluto, the ruler of Scorpio, is at 22 degrees. This is important to note because Saturn and Jupiter are in the latter degrees of Capricorn, getting ready to complete that cycle finally and move into Aquarius come December 20th. The beautiful thing about this new moon, having this connection with Capricorn energy before Capricorn energy subsides, is that we can clearly recognize the resurgence of our soul, the resurgence of our heart, the resurgence of our purpose after having been through everything we've been through this year. That resurgence and that rebirth is represented by the new moon in Scorpio. But the transformation and the destroying of certain foundations that caused us to dig deep within in order to find this new sense of self is all represented by Capricorn energy. The fact that this new moon is having such a nice connection to Capricorn energy represents the ease that we now have after having been through the year we've been through. Maybe we don't have it all figured out yet. Maybe we still have decisions to make. Maybe we're not exactly where we want to be. But internally, our purpose looks a lot differently. How can it not? The transformation that we've been through has been such that we have been forced to look at our belief systems, look at what we thought was permanent, and understand that it wasn't. And if our entire persona was built around that, and it came down, it came crumbling down throughout the year, whether through a job, whether through moving homes, whether through the breaking up of a relationship, what do we have to hold on to? If everything around us seemingly fell apart, how do we rebuild? And what is that rebuilding? What is that seeming helplessness bring out within us? Internal empowerment. That's exactly what this new moon represents, especially because at the same time, Mars is finally direct at 15 degrees Aries. Mars represents action. It represents the motivations behind our actions. In Aries, its ruling sign, a fire sign, it's about finding the courage to now do and choose from a completely different place within ourselves. That place within ourselves is a lot lighter because one of the major manifestations of Capricorn energy has been less is more, quality over quantity. We have gotten rid of so much superfluous energy, whether physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. Superfluous energy has left us in order to leave us as almost as pure as possible, right? So what I mean by that is that what is truly important to us really came to the forefront of our mind. And anything outside of that no longer means the same to us now as it did in the beginning of the year. Mars in Aries is a crucial player of this new moon because it's the counterpart to Venus and Libra. Mars and Venus are known as the cosmic lovers of the zodiac. And how interesting that in this beautiful new moon about rebirth, about transformation, about resurgence of the soul, each of those planets, Mars and Venus, are in their ruling signs, Aries and Libra. It's almost like going back to the basics, right? Because Venus and Libra also plays a crucial role in this new moon. At the time of this new moon, Venus and Libra at 22 degrees exactly squares Pluto and Capricorn. We've talked about Capricorn energy, transformative energy, especially in Pluto. But Venus in Libra went retrograde this year to reestablish a relationship with self, reestablish a relationship with the feminine energy that we all carry within. Mars did the exact same thing. Mars retrograded in its own sign of Aries so that we could review the motivations behind our actions. Why do we behave the way we behave? Why do we make the decisions that we make? And where do those decisions land us? And how do we take responsibility for those decisions? The responsibility aspect of it all comes from the Capricorn energy. So you have Mars in Aries, finally direct, Venus in Libra, creating the square to Pluto in Capricorn, asking or saying, this is where my sense of empowerment comes from. And that sense of empowerment that comes from within creates a better relationship with myself and therefore a better relationship with others. The cosmic lovers being a part of this new moon indicates that there is a new sense of balance within us, a new sense of the feminine and masculine energy within us that we can tap into a lot easier than we did before. If you feel like you're not there yet, understand that you have encountered transformation in one way, shape, or form. What we are willing to put ourselves through now, what we are willing to give, Mars energy, we're a lot more discerning about what we're willing to give now. And we're a lot more willing to receive, Venus energy, because we understand our worth. This new moon is so profound that we can't help but understand how at some point this year, the feeling of powerlessness transformed us. We can't help but understand to trust our process. We've had no choice but to trust our process. A lot of things this year have been out of our control. But the decisions that we've chosen to make, a lot of people decided to get to know themselves better. They joined different communities. They joined communities that were very much about self-help, which, by the way, is very much Aquarius energy. So we went within and we trusted that everything we felt along the way was only meant to peel these layers away from who we truly are. And again, this isn't about being this ideal of ourselves, because if we're aiming for an ideal, there's still a resistance to accept what is. To accept ourselves for who we are right now is accepting ourselves, foibles and all. We don't necessarily like everything we see about ourselves, but we understand that our responsibility to perhaps grow and evolve and be better, whether at our job, in relationships, better parents, better friends, better at loving ourselves, therefore better at loving other people. It's such a beautiful new moon. And so some of the questions I ask with this new moon before you decide to set intentions are, what is sacred to you? What is sacred to you now? What in your life is worth your time and energy right now? And that can probably be an indication of what's left is what's important. What are your fears? Why do they remain? Why are they present? And how can you honor them in order to work through them? What do you choose to believe about yourself now? About your courage to go after the life that you want? Is it simpler? Is your life now, do you want your life now to be simpler than it was before? I think a lot of people do. And we're going to see that more and more as 2021 comes along. That's why this new moon in 2020 is so important. also because it's the new moon. It's such a beautiful and powerful new moon right before we head into eclipse season as of November 30th. I hope that you enjoyed this new moon and that it manifests for you beautifully. Understand that this new moon opens a cosmic window of 6 months until we have the full moon in Scorpio, which will come in May of 2021. These 6 months, if you set an intention, for instance, regarding worth, let's say that Scorpio falls in your second house of self-worth, money, and self-love, right? So you realized right now that your sense of self-love is not exactly where you want it to be, but it's definitely a lot farther along than it was in the beginning of the year. So how do you commit to strengthening that self-love and relationship with yourself? Do I go to therapy? Do I see a coach? Do I begin meditation? Do I commit to putting myself in situations of safe space with people that hold safe space for me so that I can develop at a very profound level? Remember, this can't be half-assed energy. This is Scorpio connecting with Capricorn. This is not about half-assing anything. This is about commitment to self. So if this new moon falls in your second house, for instance, how do you commit to strengthening the relationship with yourself and to strengthening the self, the sense of worth within you? I will be posting more throughout the week. Check out my Instagram and Facebook pages as I break down the energy for the week. Thanks so much.